Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pauleys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's January 5th, 2008. And here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released September 12th, 2003.
Nazarene, we recently reported that George Harrison channeled his new song, California's Back, to me on the same vibrations John Lennon uses. That's why at first I thought it was by John. Exactly what does this mean, and how does George do it?
It is very hard to explain these things, Laura, because there is so little in the material world that is similar to it, except perhaps radio waves. Radio waves are on different frequencies. The frequencies we use, the spiritual frequencies, are quite similar, and they vary from place to place. The frequencies in the Middle East are different from the frequencies here in the United States. So John and George have adjusted themselves to the frequencies here in the United States. They should be using the ones in Europe. So, again, they have tuned in on your particular frequencies, on the particular frequencies that you have been adjusted to, that we contact you on, and they are able to transmit on these frequencies. Demetrius is a spiritual worker. John and other people that are working very close with you have access to these frequencies in the spiritual realm. So they contact you on these. They can very quickly reach you and get information to you, and sometimes give you information without you even realizing it. So, of course, I can reach these frequencies also. We are able to adjust and work with you. Radio waves are a very good example, and it is very, very similar. This is how we do it, Alora. This is how we contact people. We use these frequencies, and each person in each area has different spiritual frequencies. That's how it works.
Wow, that's amazing, Nazarene. Good thing we don't get our wires crossed somewhere. I'm glad all the info goes where it should.
We've got to have a few good receptors, Alora. Everybody else is sure short-circuited enough.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. They say in the afterlife that laughter is the best medicine. Perhaps the best physicians of all are the famous comedy team of Abbott and Costello. Read our book about them. It's free online at http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/acc.htm.
We're back.
Nazarene, speaking of George Harrison and John Lennon, we haven't had an update on them for some time. Can you tell us what they're doing now?
Well, Alora, let me see. John is still my apostle of religious assignments, and now George is Krishna's chief assistant and doing an incredible job. It is so phenomenal that when someone asks these people to take on a job like this and they start doing it, they say, oh, I can't do this. And then they start doing it and it's like they've done it forever. And people respond to them and come to them and love them just as much as the people that were doing it before. We're having an awful problem right now, Laura, with all these unexpected reincarnations among the hierarchy of the spirit world that's taken us completely by surprise and is a real, real problem right now. And, of course, both of them are putting their full efforts into Gerald's presidential campaign. They're giving it everything they've got and giving every moment of their time to that. John especially is trying to reach one person and get her to endorse the campaign and admit that Gerald has been channeling him for several years, and that you have too. But that's what they're doing, Alora. They're out there doing their best and doing a good job for everybody, and I wish I had 100,000 like them.
I'm glad to hear they're doing so well, Nazarene, and I really like the song that John did for the campaign commercial, Vote for Pauley.
I don't think Hillary did, Alora. I really don't think she did.
We'll be back again.